Okay, this file is intended to permanently turn you into a meerkat furry, so do not listen to this file unless you really want to become a meerkat. And that's pretty much all it does. So, why don't you just start to make yourself comfortable? If you want to close your eyes, then that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, you can just listen to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all the other sounds too. Sounds inside the building, sounds from outside. But those won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you relax, because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Good. Now, while you're relaxing there, in the chair or wherever you happen to be, you can just be aware of your body, aware of your hands and where they rest. That's right. Possibly noticing the angle of your elbows, and possibly sensing the weight of your head. And you know, that weight might seem to just gently increase as you allow yourself to relax more and more. That's right. And it may feel like your weight increases. So why don't we go ahead and start? Go ahead. Just go ahead and be aware of your ankles and feet right now. Feel them. Feel them. And perhaps you're wondering if they're going to start feeling heavy too. So heavy as you relax. That's right. As you relax. Now, think about your breathing for a few moments. Noticing that your breathing is going to become slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing so steadily and evenly, just as though you were pretending to be sound asleep. That's right. Breathing so evenly, so steadily, you almost wouldn't disturb a feather placed immediately in front of you with your breath, because you are breathing so easily and slowly and gently that your breath wouldn't even disturb a single strand of a feather placed right in front of your mouth. And as you allow yourself to relax even more, I wonder if perhaps you can sense the beating of your own heart. That's right. Sense the beating of your own heart. See if you can do it. And see if you can use the power of your mind to slow your heartbeat down. Just a touch. Go ahead. See if you can use the power of your mind to slow your heartbeat down. Just a little, so that you can feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier, because you've got absolutely nothing whatsoever to do except relax. Nobody's wanting anything. Nobody's expecting anything. So go ahead and allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and deeper. It's easier and easier. It's like your whole body is relaxing further and further. And if you listen to your heart, it's ticking over like a well-maintained machine of some sort. Just ticking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become more and more aware of your whole self, aware of your hands and your arms, just feeling how they are right now, aware of your legs and your feet, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more, to be so in touch with yourself that you can actually get your whole body, perhaps, to relax even more, yet remaining completely alert. Go ahead and notice how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relax and let go of the tensions that were there, almost but not quite completely unnoticed, just vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling and smoothing out, a good feeling as you wonder just how long all the tension has been there, where it came from in the first place. And then, as you realize that, you can also realize that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel all that tension draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, go ahead and let yourself wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move even one single muscle, even though you know you can easily do it if you wanted to. But right now, you don't want to. In fact, you simply can't be bothered to even try, because you're allowing yourself to be relaxed. As you relax even more, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be, and I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you were already as relaxed as is possible for most people to ever be. Just find the last traces of tension in your body and simply let them go with each easy, gentle breath that you breathe. Allow every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now you're going to find that you are transforming into a meerkat furry. This transformation is going to be permanent, as you already know, and I will take you through this in a step-by-step process, and the changes will take place as rapidly as possible. However, first there is something that I must tell you. The truth is, you have been a meerkat your entire life. Your conscious mind was simply too afraid of this, too unsure of the results. Well, now, this part of you is coming out. Your true self is showing its colors. Your conscious mind will just have to relent, and be forced to relent, since you know what you really are at this moment. I will explain to your subconscious how to interpret your actual form, since, by now, it is forgotten due to your conscious mind's fears. So, first, I want you to go ahead and imagine your nose. It is in front of your face at the moment, but here it will change. It is turning black. That's right. It is simply turning black. You are certain of it. You feel it changing, though in reality, there are no new feelings in it yet. In fact, you can see in your mind's eye the change, so vividly, so realistically, that you are positive that your nose is black right now. You can, from now on, pick up smells very well, each smell being distinct, and over time, you will learn to immediately identify people and things by their own distinct smells. You love how your nose is changing, and you feel that that change is now complete. And next, we are going to form paw pads on your hands and feet, which from now on are your paws and foot paws. On your paws, you can start feeling your skin toughening dramatically. Specifically, a large spot on your palms, and then off of the final section of your finger. They now puff out, but only slightly, since you will still require the use of your hands. Now, as for your foot paws, go ahead and feel the same toughening happening, though your paw pads are specifically on your heels, the balls of your foot paws and on each toe. The paw pads on your foot paws you now feel puffing out considerably, but only barely enough to make wearing shoes only slightly uncomfortable. This is because you essentially cannot feel anything through the paw pads of your foot paws. Only when a puncture wound draws blood will you feel any pain whatsoever on your foot paws. You'll be able to walk anywhere with them without any undue discomfort. And now we are going to focus on your entire body. One thing you have always had is fur, a thick tan coat of it. The white in other areas will reveal this fur one part at a time, starting with your foot pads and ending with your ears. So, on your foot pads, feel your fur reappearing. There it is, that tingling feeling on the bottom of your foot pads. You feel it now as it spreads. The parts that started tingling form well, becoming your soft coat of fur. As it spreads over your paw pads, it is only a very short, fuzzy layer there. Your fur proceeds growing now, spreading over the tops of your foot pads and up a bit of your ankles, solidifying and thickening after it starts, and new growth appears fuzzy on your skin, constantly spreading now, flowing up your calves like a wave, creating a soft feeling all over your legs, and now spreading up over your knees. You realize now that fur is very soft, so soft in fact that it relaxes you, calming that excitement that surfaces in you and giving you a sense of calm purpose. And your fur grows ever upwards, up over your thighs, covering you in a soft, barely pleasant warm blanket to be with you from now on, as it rises up to your crotch. At the base of your crotch, it grows in white, and as the fur continues growing, it forms a soft, furry sheath. Very short fur around your genitalia. Further and further your fur grows, and over your stomach, though not your sides. Your fur grows in the same white color, and over your sides and back, it grows in the same tan color, upward, ever upward, until you have fur all the way up to your chest, where it goes on over your arms, still entirely tan. It covers down all the way to your elbows, growing in thicker and thicker, and similarly affects your paw pads. As it covers them, it grows in only a thin, fuzzy layer, but the rest of them is the same length as the rest of your body. Now upward, over your neck, the front of your neck white and the rest of it tan. However, as your fur approaches your chin and cheeks, the white dominates, taking over the entire front half of your head and your cheeks, growing out to a very long and fuzzily, the white creases 3/4 of the way up your cheeks, level with the bridge of your nose which is still black and sticks out easily over the white fur, the rest of your head, except the insides of your ears, which are pink, is covered with the same tan fur. Your hair will remain, but simply the longer version of your fur. You also notice that you'll have stripes, too, roughly light brown in color, flowing down along your back. This is your fur, and you'll find now that it is an object of love, something for you to love and cherish and long for, something you now feel you would be incomplete without. And now we focus for a little bit on your ears. Feel them start to move forward toward the back of your head, and focus hard on this feeling as they elongate, taking on a more rounded shape. They are shaped like small, black, round shapes that rest behind your head. They look like Timon's ears from Disney's The Lion King. These new ears of yours, meerkat ears, are capable of picking up an enormous range of sound, soft or loud. You will rapidly begin noticing this change, soft noises becoming progressively louder, higher pitched sounds that you haven't heard before. All this among the capabilities of your new ears. You will also notice that you'll be able to wiggle your ears just by thinking about them. Your ears, soft and rounded, wholly meerkat-like in nature, are so special and wonderful you would simply feel utterly lost without them. Your need for them to expand rapidly more and more every day, and you will not be satisfied till your entire transformation is complete, so much so that it will be hard to forget about. What you will also notice about your ears is that they show a lot of emotion. For instance, they will perk up when you are happy or interested, they will droop when you are sad, and even flatten somewhat when you are stealthy. You will also notice about your ears is that you dearly appreciate it when they are scratched, so much so that whenever any person should start petting them, you will feel immense joy and happiness. Also, you will notice that every hat you wear will slide over your ears, allowing your ears to rest comfortably against the back of your head with no discomfort. We focus now on a growing pressure you've noticed at the base of your spine. The pressure builds, though not uncomfortably. In fact, you come to appreciate this pressure, and quite suddenly, right this instant, in fact, it grows outward, slowly at first, and then faster and quicker, stretching out. If you were standing it up, it would touch the ground and drag behind you. Your tail will hang down slightly past your ankles, barely touching the floor when standing. You will feel that your tail is very soft and thick with fur. Your tail will be mostly tan, ending in a light brown color at the tip. You will find that your tail is very flexible. If you wanted to, you could bring it up and hug it. Your tail is an extension of your spine, and therefore is capable of hanging through your legs without any discomfort at all. If you didn't want it dragging on the ground, you have new muscles that you can lift it up with. This is your new tail, giving you a whole new sense of balance. Never again will you come near falling while walking, and every so often you'll find that you're quickly able to regain balance due to the added weight of your tail, a weight that you can sense and feel now. You will also notice that your tail shows your emotions just like your ears. It will wag when you are happy, droop when you are unhappy, and when you are surprised it will jolt upward like a flag. Your pants are opening up a hole for your tail, and you'll find that all of your pants have the same opening as well. Your pants are gaining tail holes, specially designed for your new tail, and in fact, your overpants, like your jeans and your slacks, are going to have a sleeve around the hole. They are developing a short sleeve to hide the base of your new tail, and like your new tail, your pants tail holes and sleeves are going to seem so very real. And now, finally, we come to the final change. We will now form your muzzle, although it will be more of a snout than an actual muzzle. Feel your mouth and jaw as they push out slightly until they are even with the end of your nose, your lips curling up slightly in the middle, rising up to just below your nose. A small snout, but a snout nonetheless. When you go to eat, it will feel just like it did when you were human. You can just as easily imagine yourself eating with a muzzle. Feel it. See it as if it were real. As real as all your changes may seem, many of these changes are still phantom extensions of yourself. And so, if they are ever at risk of being damaged, the threat will simply phase through with a mere tingle. You'll pay no attention to when this happens, as it will seem perfectly normal. You are now what you were meant to be, a meerkat furry. This form you will come to deeply appreciate, though it is not self-infatuation, simply a self-appreciation, a feeling of need for this form without which you simply feel empty and incomplete. But that is okay, because you will have this form with you from now on. And now it is time. Time to wake up. No longer human. Not ever again. Instead, you are a meerkat furry for the rest of your life, knowing full well that it is a total, permanent change, a curse, and you will be unable to reverse these changes ever, as the curse is permanent. And now I will count from 1 to 5, and on 5 you will be fully awake and refreshed. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Life rapidly returning to your limbs and tail. 4. Picking up sounds more distinctly with your new ears. 5. Awake, refreshed, and now you are a meerkat furry, and I hope that you enjoy your new form.